USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Using brand new U.S. weapons and equipment, the Taliban on Monday claimed they took control of Panjshir Province. That's a mountain region that was one of the final holdouts of resistance forces in Afghanistan. It was a brutal weekend for women in Afghanistan. A pregnant policewoman was reportedly beaten and killed by the Taliban in front of her family. The BBC claims they have three eyewitnesses. New reports claim six passenger jets at the Kabul airport with U.S. citizens on board are being blocked from taking off this morning. President Biden remains on vacation. The U.S. Navy has identified five sailors who died in a helicopter crash off the coast of San Diego, California last week. Still no cause of the crash 60 miles off the coast. A newly discovered hat with DNA evidence proving it belonged to General Napoleon Bonaparte was previewed by auction house Bonhams in Hong Kong on Monday. The hat moves to Paris, then to London, where it will be auctioned off. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some Afghan refugees in the United States are being flagged with terrorist ties. Tim Berg reports.
About 100 Afghanistan refugees are being flagged for possible ties to terrorist organization. According to NBC News, of the 30,000 people evacuated from Afghanistan and headed to the United States, some 10,000 needed additional screening as of Friday. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin blasts the screening process for the Afghan refugees.
State Department is basically running a human trafficking ring. It is clear that Secretary Mayorkas and the Biden administration, they're just waving people through on parole. I believe this is deliberate. Otherwise, why would you do this? Why would you circumvent the SIV process? Stop the in-flights until this is fixed, until people are going through the special immigration visa process, a thorough vetting that sometimes takes over a year. Stop the in-flights until that happens.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
With millions of Americans choosing not to get the COVID-19 vaccine, the Biden administration is saying the vaccines may not be enough and a booster shot may be required without proving any scientific evidence. Democrat Governor of Kentucky Andy Beshear tells NBC News, your freedom should not matter when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, it has been difficult, and it shouldn't be, because it's just basic science. And our healthcare providers have been wearing masks for decades. Why? To prevent infection in different areas. I think this is a test of our humanity. I believe that that's what this pandemic is. And remember, a pandemic isn't an issue. It's a virus that's trying to kill as many of us as possible. And so I think it comes down to, are you willing to be selfless and wear that mask, loving your neighbor and protecting them? Or is it more a question of selfish? I have the right to do whatever I want, even if it causes harm to others. You know, you can't walk into a crowded movie theater and yell fire. Your freedom of speech doesn't extend that far. Yeah. So let's remember that liberty is the right to live our lives, not to cause someone else's death. That should be pretty easy for people of faith, for people of values. And I hope that we can start living that faith and those values to protect one another once again.
According to the United Nations World Population Prospects Report, approximately 7,500 people die every day in the United States. On Sunday, 527 COVID deaths were reported. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.